Another glass of this ultra-rare Dom Perignon.
I'm pacing myself. It's like 5 grand a bottle.
A complimentary 5 grand bottle, they said. I pick up the card that came with the champagne and ice bucket, running my thumb over the hotel logo embossed in silver. On behalf of the Amantes Hotel, we extend our warmest congratulations on your 10th wedding anniversary. Please enjoy a bottle of our finest champagne, compliments of the hotel manager, along with the upgrade to our top floor penthouse.
Yeah, I thought the executive suite was something. This is gorgeous.
I pour myself my second glass of champagne and sip. The bubbles coat my tongue as it slides down my throat, warming my belly. I thought another glass might quell my nerves, but it's only making me more excited. I bounce on the arches of my feet, one to the other, as you check out the settings on the mirror TV. You and your gadgets. And in your his and hers hotel robe and slippers, of course. We're not really the bougie type for anniversaries. Most years, our favorite Chinese takeout and a movie night with a few little gifts is good enough for us. Other times, we opt for a relaxed day out where we grab breakfast at that cozy little cafe we love and head out to the countryside. But this is a milestone, and we wanted to mark the occasion in a more memorable way. And mark the occasion we are.
You're pacing again.
I know. I have all this energy, and I just need to expel it. See, this is why I like surprises. I don't have time to get nervous. You get off the bed and come over to me, taking my hand in yours.
It's gonna be okay. I mean, I could have surprised you, but two guys suddenly showing up on your wedding anniversary without talking about it first?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it feels like a pretty risky way to start our anniversary, right?
You give me a reassuring squeeze, but I can feel the way your hands shake a little. You're nervous too, but still you're trying to make me feel better.
Come on, shake it out. Shake it out.
Okay. I shake out my shoulders and stretch out my neck. You give my hands another reassuring squeeze, and I feel more at ease. The feel of your big, warm hands around mine grounds me. You always know what to do to calm me down. It was one of the things that drew me to you when we first met.
It's gonna be okay. And if you change your mind, or you want to slow down, all you have to do is say the word, okay?
I know, and thanks. I'm not changing my mind, I'm just... I don't know, I just don't know what to do with all this energy until they get here. The corners of your lips quirk up, and you playfully waggle your eyebrows. Of course, you turn it sexy. And it is our anniversary, and we are in a swanky hotel penthouse waiting for two other guys to show up, so I can't exactly blame you. You wrap your arms around my waist and lean in a little closer. Your breath tickles my lips, and I feel heat rise in my cheeks, a giddy smile spreading across my face.
I can think of a way. Get that energy out.
Oh, yeah? How?
Well, I can think of a few, but I think this is the best.
Your lips press to mine, sensual but with a firmness that sends a current of heat up my body. You want me, and I want you. And while I know tonight is about trying something new, it's still our wedding anniversary. We can have a little husband and wife time until Jake and his friend arrives. Your hands roam over my back through my robe. One up my spine, and the other down my ass, giving it a deliberate squeeze.
I want you.
You sip your palms over my breasts as you trail hungry kisses down my neck. And I arch into you, pressing myself into your touch. A hot shiver runs down my spine as we untie each other's robes, letting them fall to the ground.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.